It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Jan Thornton, and she is this year's Eastern Utah Woman of the Year. This was announced at the Women's Conference just a couple of weeks ago at USU Eastern. And so we thought we'd bring Jan in, get to know her a little bit better, and talk about her time that she has spent at CEU and now USU Eastern, and then really about the nomination and winning and what it means to her. Jan, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate the time.
Yeah, happy to be here.
So let's start off with getting to know you a little bit better. I told you before we came in, I was kind of talking and we got to know the fact that some things that I didn't know about you, that you grew up here in our area, you're from Emory County, and you started working when it was CEU. So let's talk about Jan a little bit more, shall we?
Sure.
Okay, go ahead. So what part of Emory County were you from?
Castledale, Orangeville, and okay. I lived between both.
All right. And when you were going through high school and as you started into your career at the collegiate level, did you know what you wanted to do then?
Yes, and it's not what I'm doing now.
Isn't that always the way that it goes?
Yes.
You know, everybody in elementary school, all the guys want to be like firemen, I think. And then once they realize what a fireman actually has to do, it's like, maybe that's not a good idea. So when you started at your collegiate level, what did you want to do?
Aerospace engineering was my first major.
Okay. And at what point did you realize maybe this isn't for me?
You know, I was about a year in and I said, oh, I don't know. And I switched over to doing drafting and surveying. And I'm actually one class away from a drafting certification. And I went, oh, I don't know about this either. And I took a psychology class and I loved it. And then that same professor taught a social work class and I followed the professor and the rest is history.
And really, sometimes that's all it takes is finding the right professor, isn't it?
It is.
Getting in there and appreciating their style and learning how they teach and what they're asking for. And, you know, sometimes anybody can make anything sound interesting.
Absolutely.
And so with your psychology degree and everything, where did you graduate from with your final degree?
So I have a bachelor's of social work out of Utah State University, okay. And then my master in social work is out of University of Utah.
Okay. So, but you stayed in Utah.
I did.
So that should be good, right?
Yeah.
Then what brought you back to CEU?
So here's maybe an interesting irony. I did all of my education through distance ed and I never left. And then in 2007, a position opened for the Director of Counseling and Disability Resource Services, and I applied and was lucky enough to be selected, and I have been at the university ever since. Fulfilled a lot of different roles there, but...
So you're really, you could really be a poster child for distance learning.
Absolutely.
Just to show what people can do, and they don't have to take off and leave.
Yes, absolutely. And it was a good education, even from a distance.
Absolutely. You still have that degree that says University of Utah and Utah State University. So that's the great thing. And I think more people need to realize that about our campus here.
Yeah.
They can do these things here.
Yeah.
So that's an amazing thing. And what part of you working at USU Eastern and your journey there, what part have you enjoyed the most?
The students. I love working with the students and watching them grow and develop and kind of come into their own professionally. It's just been a lot of fun throughout the years.
And really, when they hit like high school and everything, they say that they're still, you know, developing and they're still trying to go through some things. When they hit maybe that second, third year of college, they hit that next year, don't they? And that's where it all starts to kind of click for them, would you say?
I think so. Yeah, I do.
So let's talk about, excuse me. Let's talk about your nomination, because as we talked also off the air before we came on, this had to have been something. It's very humbling, I would assume.
Oh, very.
Because you're being singled out by your peers. Not singled out, but you're being recognized, let's say, by your peers for something that you do and that you've done. So what kind of things, how did you find out that you had won?
So I found out while I was sitting there as they were reading the nomination that I had won. And I, you know, up until that moment, I didn't believe that I would ever win that award. And it was very humbling.
I guess my question would be, was when they started reading the nomination, were you, did they say your name first?
No, not
so, so were you like, okay, that sounds familiar. Did you kind of have it figured out before they said your name, or were you still kind of in suspense?
I did, because of a couple of things that they had said. They talked about some of the therapeutic work I've done through the years, and then a partnership that I've been working on with Four Corners. And so it gave it away as they read that.
So I guess the next question, and then we'll probably just end with this. What does it mean to you to be nominated and to be recognized by your peers that you're doing such good work in the community?
Well, that's a great question. It's pretty meaningful, I think. And, you know, I think at many levels, I hope I live up to what they all believe about me. I've worked in this community for a long time, and I think what I do and what my students do now is very meaningful work. And, you know, I just hope that it continues to grow and develop and have this ripple effect in our community. And, you know, I run the graduate social work program now on our campus, and it's an opportunity to really make a huge difference for the people here in Cartman and Emery County.
And you see it every day.
Yeah.
You really do. Congratulations once again. Jan Thornton, USU Eastern's and Eastern Utah's, Woman of the Year for 2024. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much, Dave.
Thank you for coming in. Appreciate you. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.